Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim daf Nun Ches. This begins what they call Pesach Sheni, the second half of Maseches Pesachim that deals with the Karban Pesach. And that, of course, is one big daf yomi coincidence for the week of Parshas Bo, when we're going to read about the Karban Pesach. So we're going to start today. First of all, today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the Outdoor Minyan in Woodmere, known as Church Avenue Minyan. Lila and Ishmas are friends, neighbors, and members. Yuri Sternfeld, Yud Ari Ben Chaim Tuvia Levi, Alev Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak, Ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alev Shalom, and the other one's Refuah Shleima, no? And the Zchus Refuah Shleima for Fega Peril Bas Devora Rivka. It's also sponsored by Judea Mitchell Spiro, children, grandchildren, Lili Nishmas, Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai Lipa Alevi, whose yard site was Shabbos. And it's also sponsored by David Ham, in honor of his wife Margie, whose birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, and we thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today, we're going to begin, as we mentioned, the fifth parak of Maseches Pesachim, which is the first of the five consecutive prakim that deal with the Karban Pesach. And today the Mishnah is going to describe the timing of the Karban Tamid, both on regular days and on Erev Pesach, when there was an adjustment in the timing that had to be made. And then the Braisa is going to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva about how the Tamid is brought on a weekday and on a Shabbos, but it's going to be somewhat vague what they're talking about, what the machlokas is actually about. So we're going to have three different shitos, what the machlokas is actually about. Shitas Abaye and Rava and Rav Chana, and the Gemara is going to ask questions on Shitas Abaye and Shitas Rava, but we're going to have this vague machlokas tonight, three different shitos. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to bring the source for the idea that the carbon, that all other carbonos that are brought, all other carbonos sibur that are brought throughout the day have to be sandwiched in between the Tamid Shel Shachar and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. That the idea that nothing comes before the Tamid Shel Shachar and nothing comes after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Nun Ches Amud Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Tamid Nishchat B'Shmonu Mechta. The Karban Tamid is shechted 8.5 hours into the day, meaning starting from the beginning of the day, however you calculate beginning of the day. That's its own discussion, but 8.5 hours, which means 2.5 hours after Chatzos Hayom. But then Vakarav, it's completed, the Hakrava is completed with the burning of the Evarim on the Mizbeach, B'tishu Mechza, 9.5 hours into the day. That is on a regular day. But Ba'arve Pesachim, when it comes to Erev Pesach, everything is moved up by an hour. Nishchat B'sheva Mechza, it's shechted 7.5 hours into the day, or 1.5 hours after Chatzos Hayom. Vakarav B'shmona Umechza, and the burning is completed on the Mizbeach 8.5 hours into the day. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos. And that's true whether Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday or whether Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. But chal Erev Pesach lios be'erev Shabbos. But if Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, so the first day of Pesach is going to be Shabbos, and therefore they have to finish roasting the Karban Pesach miba'od yom, because while on Yom Tov you're allowed to cook, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, so they have to finish roasting the Karban Pesach also miba'od yom, so then everything needs to be moved up even further. Then nishchat b'sheish u'mechza, then they shecht it 1.5 hour after Chatzos Hayom, the karav b'shavu u'mechza, and the completion of the hakrava is 7.5 hours into the day, and va pesach liya achrav, and the pesach comes after they finish the hakrava of the karban tamid. Now it's interesting. We said that the normal days they would the karban tamid was 8.5 and 9.5, and then we said on arvei pesachim, on arvei pesachim. So the tzach says, why not just say on erev pesach? Why is it arvei pesachim b'loshon rabim? So he points out that arvei pesachim comes to teach that it's not only erev pesach, but it's even erev pesach. It's even on Pesach, by the Pesach Sheni, that on the 14th day of Iyar, if someone was Tameh or Bederech Rechoka was unable to bring the Karban Pesach, so they would bring the Karban Tamid earlier on Pesach Sheni as well in order to accommodate that Karban Pesach. One might have thought, no, why would you do that? The only reason you need to bring the Karban Tamid earlier to accommodate regular Karban Pesach is because there are so many people that have to bring Karban Pesach. Beis HaMikdash is going to be so busy, but how many people were Tameh or Bederech Rechoka? How busy is Pesach Sheni already? And therefore, Gemara tells me that no, that we that even on Pesach Sheni we're also maktim. Tosos Maseches Yuma Dav Chavtas Amud Aleph is mesupach if we have such a din by Pesach Sheni. If you should bring by Pesach Sheni, you bring it after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, or maybe you could even bring the Karm Pesach before the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im on Pesach Sheni, because you're maktim the Tamid to the Pesach is only because the pasuk says Be'erev and Bein Arba'im that the pasuk says both Be'erev and Bein Arba'im, as opposed to the Tamid, which only says Bein Arba'im, but by Pesach Sheni you don't have those psukim. It doesn't say Bein Arba'im by Pesach Sheni. So the only reason we do Karban Pesach after the Karban Tamid is because of words that appear in the pasuk that describe Pesach Rishon. Those same words don't appear by Pesach Sheni, and therefore Tosfos isn't sure necessarily that the Pesach Sheni is going to be brought after the Karban Tamid. So Tosfos is mesupak whether that's in fact true. Tosfos Maseches Menachos though takes it as a davar pashut on daf mem tesam and aleph that Pesach Sheni is also brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Ha'arbayim. The Tzlach also points out that the last words in the Mishnah when it says HaPesach Acharav, and the Pesach is brought afterwards, that's going about on every Erev Pesach. It's not only going on the last case of Erev Pesach Shechal Be'erev Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to have a Machlokas Tanoim in tomorrow's daf about the Akhtaras Akhtaras and the Adlachas HaMenorah on Erev Pesach. Whether they were mafsik between the Karban Tamid and the Karban Pesach, or they would delay it until after the Karban Pesach. So the Achronim point out, the Tzlach points out, from the Lashon of our Mishnah of Pesach Achrav, Achrav sounds like immediately Achrav, that there should be nothing that's a break in between one and the other. So maybe that's what Pesach Achrav is coming to add over here, beyond just the simple idea that the Karban Pesach comes after the Karban Tamid. In Leket Yosher, the Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshen, he has an interesting comment. He says, from here we see the fact that in Erev Pesach they would bring the Karban Tamid earlier, we see that you're supposed to wake up very early on Erev Pesach and daven earlier on Erev Pesach, because tefillos are keneged tzmidim tiknum, and you see that they would bring the Karban Tamid earlier, and therefore you should wake up early and daven shachris earlier. So the Achronim point out, the Magia and the Leket Yosher points out, what are you talking about? This Mishnah is not telling us to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar earlier, it's telling us to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im earlier. What does that have to do with waking up earlier to daven shachris? So the Ma'aril in Hilchos Erev Pesach says that with the reason we wake up early on Erev Pesach is in order to finish your seuda before 4 hours into the day, the zman of that you're allowed to eat chametz. So since you're only allowed to eat chametz for a very short period of time, you want to get an early start on Erev Pesach. Nothing to do with being makdim the Karban Tamid. So that's the comment of the Ma'aril, unlike the Leket Yosher, who says that it relates somehow to our Mishnah. Okay, so says Gemara Minani Mili. How do I know that every day the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is supposed to be shechted 8.5 hours into the day, and the completion of the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is 9.5 hours into the day? That hour from 8.5 hours to 9.5 hours is the hour of Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So I'm Rabbi Shur Ben Levi. How do I know it? The Amar Kra, it's a pasuk in the Torah. A pasuk talks about the akrav of the Karban Tamid, and it says Es Hakeves Echad Taseh V'Boker Ve Es Hakeves Hasheni Taseh Bein Arba'im. The Torah could have said Es Hakeves Hasheni Taseh Ba'erev, meaning to do it in the evening from Chatzos Hayom and on the second half of the day. Why does it say Bein Ha'arbayim? So Chalkeu LeBein Shnei Arbayim. It's telling us to split the afternoon into two pieces. Shtei Shos Mechzel Kan, Shtei Shos Mechzel Kan, Shoachas Lasiyaso. That if you cut it exactly in half and you put the Tamid right in the middle of the afternoon, so you have the whole afternoon is 6 hours from Chatzos Hayom until the end of the day is 6 hours, and I know I need a 1 hour slot for the Karban Tamid, so I have 2.5 hours before the Tamid, 2.5 hours after the Tamid, and slot the Karban Tamid right in that 1 hour. So from Chatzos to 8.5 hours is 2.5 hours, then the Tamid for 1 hour, then from 9.5 hours till the end of the day is another 2.5 hours. Din Dor Raisa. So Masiv Rav says, well, wait a second, Barbe Psachim Nishkat Beshavu Mechza V'Kar B'Shmona Mechza Bein B'Chol B'Em Shabbos. Our Mishnah said that we make an adjustment for Erev Pesach. When it's Erev Pesach, we make the Karban Tamid earlier. But V'Yisach V'Dach B'Shmona Mechza Dor Raisa Heichim. But if the idea of doing it 8.5 hours into the day is based on a pasuk, it's a din d'oraisa of Bein Arba'im, then how could we make an adjustment on Erev Pesach? Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, no, that's not the basis of the idea of 8.5 hours. Rather, mitzvaso de tamid mishayinatu tzalolei erev. The real din of the tamid shel Bein Arba'im is any time in the afternoon. As soon as you're able to make a shadow in the afternoon, it's not, the sun is not directly overhead, which we assume is a half hour after chatzos hayom. My time, Amar Kra Bein Arba'im meidna demaskel shimsha lemarav. That's when the sun begins to lean a little more toward the west. So Rav explains the reason that we have different zmanim to bring the carbon tamid, hilkach b'shari, most of Shana. So when it comes to regular days of the year, carbon tamid is brought every single day of the year, no matter what. So on most days of the year, di'ika nedarim and nedavos, where there are a lot of people that have to bring nedarim and nedavos, all the individuals have to bring their own karbanos, and all of that has to be brought before the carbon tamid. Derachmana Amar, the Torah says, as far as the tamid shel shachar is concerned, aleha chel ve'ashlamim as far as the gabi tamid shel shachar, it says va'archa aleha ola victor aleha chel ve'ashlamim va'amar mar. And we're going to see on Amud Beis aleha hashleim kol karbanos kulan, that on the karban tamid that's brought every day, you're mashlim all of the karbanos of that day ma'achrinan lei, and therefore the chacham said let's bring it as late in the day as we possibly can in order that all it will make time for all the nedarim and devils. So ma'achrinan lei tarti shayiv avdin lei b'shmono mechza. So even though you could technically bring the karban tamid already half hour after chatzos, do it 2.5 hours after chatzos, so you can give time for all the other karbanos. That's on a regular day. But ba'arvei pesach, menarev pesach, di'ika pesach, acharav, where you have to bring the karban pesach after the karban tamid shel Bein Arba'im, so now you have to make sure there's enough time during the day for to have the karban pesach after the karban tamid, so kadminan lei. So then we make the karban tamid a little bit earlier, shah achas, by 1 hour. V'avdin lei b'shevu mechza, we do it 7.5 hours into the day. Chal erev pesach, li'os erev shabbos, di'ika namit. When Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, where you not only have the Korban Pesach that has to be brought after the Tamid, you also have to cook the Korban Pesach, not cook, roast the Korban Pesach before the day is over. So now you need more time after the Tamid. So then we go back to the basic halacha that it's supposed to be Sheshu Mechza, that it's allowed to be Sheshu Mechza. So we go back to what the Torah actually says, which is 6.5 hours into the day. The Torah quotes a minig of Gaonim that you're only supposed to bake matzahs at the time of the Hakravas HaPesach. So the poskim discuss whether the Zman of Afia begins in the 7th hour, Misheshu Mechza, Mishavu Mechza. When is it that that the baking of matzahs, according to this minhag, should happen? So the Torah and Shulchan Aruch write that you bake matzahs after Sheish Sha'os, after Chatzos Hayom, because that's already the Zman of that Kravas Karban Pesach. So Magen Avraham, the Pri Chadosh, explained that Mi'ikar Adin, the Karban Pesach, could be brought after Chatzos Hayom. And the Raya is from the Yisra of Achilas Chametz that we learn from the Zman of Akravas Pesach, which is the beginning of the 7th hour of the day. They quote what Tosus writes back on Daf Hayamid Aleph, where Tosus says, how could the Gemara say that the Zman of Akravas Pesach is Mi'sheish Sha'os? The Tamid has to be before the Karban Pesach, and the Tamid that's shechted before Chatzos is possible. So Akravas HaPesach can't be right away at Chatzos. Practically, it can't be, because the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im has to come first. And Tosfos answered that if you were to bring the Karban Pesach before the Karban Tamid, it would be kosher. It's not the way we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to do the Tamid first, but if you were to bring the Karban Pesach first, it would be kosher. So therefore, it is technically the Zman of the Akravas Karban Pesach already from Chatzos. So if one wants to fulfill this minhag of making the matzahs mitzvah dafka at the time of the Karban Pesach, it's good enough to do it at Chatzos. The Bach and the Taz say that when the Torah says after Sheish Sha'os is lav dafka, it means Sheish Sha'os u'mechza, because you do have to leave a little bit of you do have to wait till at least you could bring the Karban Tamid. So the Chak Yaakov agrees with them, with the Taz and the Bach. And the Raya from Tosos, the Chak Yaakov says not a Raya, because Tosos only says that Lahachmir, that we should ask for Achilas Chametz from the beginning of the 7th hour, since Bidiyeved, the Zman of the Karban Pesach, is already the beginning of the 7th hour, Bidiyeved. But as far as baking matzos, which is Lahakel, that you're going to rely on, bake matzos, don't rely on it being the after Chatzos Hayom. You should wait until 6.5 hours into the day. And some say, no, you should wait until 7.5 hours into the day, because that's the earliest time the Korban Pesach was ever brought. So if you really want to be machmir about baking your matzahs, you should do it at a time where it was actually practical that they might have actually brought the Korban Pesach at that time, which would be 7.5 hours into the day. Another point over here, Rashi writes that even those reason makdim in the mitzvos, so really the Korban Tamid should have been brought, meaning if we're saying that we had two possibilities of how I know to bring the Korban Tamid on a regular day, 8.5 hours into the day. So the first possibility was, it's a din d'oraisa. Pasuk tells me you're supposed to split the afternoon in half, so that's got to be 8.5 hours into the day. And then we said, nah, that can't be. It can't be, it's a din d'oraisa. It wouldn't be adjusted if it was a din d'oraisa. So it must be that really the din is 6.5 hours into the day, and then we delay in order to make more time. So the chamim were misaking to bring the darmu nedavos to make more time for nedarmu nedavos. We bring the karmat tamid 8.5 hours into the day. So chidush arim raises the following question. Today is the Sfas Emes' Yartzeit, I believe, not the Chiddush HaRim's Yartzeit, but close enough. So the Chiddush HaRim raises the following question. Why is it that the Chacham had to make a takana to delay the Korban Tamid? They could have just said that when there are a lot of Nedarim and Nedavos, you'd bring the Korban Tamid a little bit later. When there are not so many Nedarim and Nedavos, you bring the Korban Tamid a little bit earlier. When you need to make a takana, just see what's going on in the Beis HaMikdash that day. If there are a lot of Nedarim and Nedavos, okay, so then bring the Nedarim and Nedavos first. You know that you have a window of time that you can bring the Korban Tamid. So he suggests that if they would not have made such a takana that the Zman of the Tamid is Shmonu Mechza, then they always would have had to bring the Korban Tamid first, even when they're in Nedarim and Nedavos, because Tadir Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem, and the Korban Tamid is always the Tadir, because you bring Korban Tamid twice a day, every day, and then they wouldn't be able to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos. So therefore they had to make a takana that no, the Iker Zman of a Korban Tamid is 8.5 hours into the day. Oh, if the Zman has not yet arrived for the Korban Tamid, now you're not going to say Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir is when the Zman for both mitzvos is already here. That's where you apply Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. But that's why the Chachamim decided to make this takana in particular. And now Rashi also seems to say that even on Erev Pesach they will bring Nedarim and Nedavos, right? That seems to be the assumption. The Gemara seems to be saying that they were bringing Nedarim and Nedavos even on Erev Pesach. So the Achronim raised the question, well, wait a second. Nedarim and Nedavos are typically Karbanos Shlamim. They're Shalmei Nedava. So the Zman Achila of a Karban Shlamim is 2 days and one night. Generally, you're not allowed to be maybe Kachim Lebeis Apsul. That's why we said earlier in the Masechta that you don't bring a Karban Toda on Erev Pesach, because the Lachmei Toda have to be eaten for 1 day, one night, and you're not going to be allowed to eat those Lachmei Toda that are Chameitz, or the ones that are Matzah for that matter on Erev Pesach, but the ones that are Chameitz, certainly you're going to be very limited in the time that you're allowed to eat it. So isn't this a problem that you're going to be maybe kachum the base of psul, because the halacha is that from ein maftir nachar pesach hafikomen, that that once you eat the korban pesach that night, you're not allowed to eat anything for the rest of the night. So you're being maybe the base of psul, the shlamin, that all the shalmei nedava, because you're taking away valuable hours that it could have been eaten. So the answer, based on what the Avnei Nezer writes in the tshuva in Arachaim Sim Shin Pei Aleph, that the isra of achila after the pesach is only bisman hakravas hapesach, and therefore according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Zman of Achilas HaPesach is only until Chatzos, the Isra Achila, this is a famous Avnei Nezer with the Tanai, where the Avnei Nezer says that if you see your Seder is running late, that you could make a Tanai, that have the Afikomen a minute before Chatzos, and make a Tanai, that if the Halacha really is, that you can eat the Zman of the Korban Pesach is all night, so then this isn't my Afikomen, the Afikomen will be later. But if the Halacha really is, that it's only until Chatzos, then this is my Afikomen, but then that's okay, I'm allowed to eat after Chatzos, because the Zman, the Avnei Nezer, has that Chiddush, that the Isra of eating after the Afikomen is only Kol Zman, that you still would have been able to eat the Afikomen. So he suggests that maybe if you assume like that, that you're not being Mimayit the Zman at all, because you'll eat the Korban Pesach a minute before Chatzos, and then you can go right back to eating your Korbanos Shlamim. That's how they suggest based on that Avnei Nezer. Problem is, all the Achronim reject the Avnei Nezer. No one's too happy with that Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. So it's hard to to answer a question based on the Avnei Nezer. The Pasha Pshat is what the Tzlach writes. Tzlach writes that the Isser of being Memayit is Manachila, of being maybe the base of Psul, is when you move up the end time. That the if the last time to eat, you move up the deadline. Now, instead of the deadline being, at the end of the day, the deadline's all the way in the middle of the day or at the beginning of the day. That's the problem with, let's say, the Karban Toda on Erev Pesach. Instead of the last time to eat the Karban Toda being the next morning, being through the night, the last time is right now. It's like in a couple of hours. So, but over here, it's not moving up the deadline. It's just taking a slot within the time frame and blocking that out and saying, okay, now you're not allowed to eat the Karban Shlamim from Chatzos until the next morning. But the next morning, you can go back and eat the Karban Shlamim. So, if it's not moving up a deadline, that's how the Tzlach understands why it's not a problem of being maybe kachim lebeis absul. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to quote a brisa. The brisa is somewhat cryptic. It's not exactly clear what the shitos are arguing about, and we're going to have three different explanations in the Gemara as to what the brisa is actually talking about. So Tan Rabbanan kisiduro bichol. The brisa says as follows: the same way you would do the shechting of the karban tamid shabein arba'im on a weekday, kach sidura b'shabbos. So too the timing of the tamid shabein arba'im works out on Shabbos as well, same as a weekday. Shabbos equals weekday. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, that's what Rabbi Yishmael says as far as Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im, as far as the timing of Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im is concerned, Shabbos and weekday are the same. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisiduro Be'erev Pesach, that the Shechita of the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im on Shabbos is the same as it is on Erev Pesach. So Maika Amar, what are they talking about? It doesn't explain whether they are talking about Erev Pesach, whether they're arguing about the rest of the days of the year. So Amar Abayi says, Hachi Kamar, this is the machlokas, that Kisidura B'chol Be'erev HaPesach, the same way if Erev Pesach fell out on a weekday, the shechting of the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im would be 7.5 hours into the day, Kach Siduro B'Shabbos Be'erev Pesach. So too, if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you shech the Karban Tamid 7.5 hours into the day. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael, meaning it's all about Erev Pesach, and we're saying it's irrelevant whether Erev Pesach is a Shabbos or Erev Pesach is a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Either way, the Karban Tamid 7.5 hours into the day. Friday is going to be different, like we said, because Friday you still have to leave time to roast the Karban Pesach, but Shabbos is the same as Sunday through Thursday as far as the timing of the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kisidur Be'erev HaPesach Shchalios Be'erev Shabbos Kach Sidur B'Shabbos. Then no, the timing of the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos is the same as when Erev Pesach falls on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, which is yet an hour earlier in order to leave time for the roasting of the Karban Tamid, because you don't have Nedarim or Nedavos to bring on Shabbos anyway, so you might as well bring the Karban Tamid as early as you can, because there are no Nedarim or Nedavos that are brought on Shabbos anyway. So whereas when Erev Pesach is Chal on Erev Shabbos, the reason we bring the Karban Tamid so early is because of what has to come next, that you need enough time to bring the Pesach and to roast the Pesach. There's more that's got to come next. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, we do it just as early, but not because of what has to come next, but because there's nothing that has to come earlier. You don't have to get in any Nedarim or Nedavos. There's no one bringing any Nedarim or Nedavos. So that's the Machlokas. The Machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, in Abaye's view, is when do we bring the Karban Tamid when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Do we bring it 7.5 hours into the day or 6.5 hours into the day? So b'maika miflugi, what is the nekudas hamachlokas over here? B'musaf and kol min lezichon kamiflugi. They're arguing about the bezichei levona, the two spoons of levona that was on the shulchan with the lechem apanim. If the and they argue if that was before the karban musaf each Shabbos or after the karban musaf. Rabbi Shmuel sever musaf and kol min levazichon, that the musafim come before the mezichon. Because by the Karban Musaf it says only one time the word Yom, Dvar Yom, Biyomo, and by the Bezichin it says the word Yom twice, Biyoma Shabbos, Biyoma Shabbos, Yarchenu Lefnei Hashem Tamid. So since the word Yom implies delaying a little bit, so when it says two times Yom, we say that we're going to delay it further. So Avadul Musaf in B'sheish, so you have to do the Karban Musaf in the sixth hour of the day, Ubazichin b'sheva. Then you bring the bezichin levona in the seventh hour of the day. Vavadei l'tamid b'sheva u'mechza. So 7.5 hours into the day is the time for the karmen tamid. But Rabbi Kiva savar, nah, bezichin kol mil musafin. The bezichin were taken care of earlier in the day. So bezichin b'chamesh, you can bring the bezichin before chatzos. You bring in the fifth hour. U'musafin b'sheish, the karmen musaf is in the sixth hour of the day. Vavadei l'tamid b'sheish u'mechza. And then the karmen tamid is brought 6.5 hours into the day, just like it would be brought on Erev Pesach, Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. So that's the Machlokas. Machlokas is there more to do before you bring the Karman Tamid? If you hold that the Bezichin comes after the Musaf, so there's more to do. But if you hold the Bezichin comes before the Karman Musaf, there's not much more to do before the Karman Tamid, so you might as well bring the Karman Tamid earlier. So Maskefla Rava says, Midi Rabbi Akiva, Kisidro Be'erev Pesach, Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos Katani, Kisidro Be'erev Pesach, Stomach Katani. Rabbi Akiva never gave any indication in his words that when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, you should bring the Karman Tamid the same time as when Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos. He never mentioned the words Erev Shabbos. All he said is Kisidur of Erev Pesach. He never even said the words Erev Shabbos. So aren't you, Abaye, reading a lot into Rabbi Akiva by understanding that the Machlokas is this way? Now it is interesting, the Gemara assumes that the Karban Musaf is brought Dafka 6 hours into the day. And the whole question is, what about the Bezichin? Are the Bezichin brought before or after the Karban Musaf? So Rashi writes, where do we get that from? That the Karban Musaf has to be brought in the 6th hour of the day? So he says, because it says Yom, so we see from there, Be'itzumo Shal Yom. Be'itzumo Shal Yom means not in the morning, that the Karban Musaf should Dafka be brought in the afternoon. So Magen Avraham writes that for that reason, maybe we should reflect that in how we daven, that maybe our Tfilas Musaf, every Shabbos, should be after Chatzos Hayom, should be in the at least in the 6 hour of the day, because the Musaf Shal Shabbos is dafka brought b'shal shishis. And Magen Avraham says the reason for that is because it says ubiyom haShabbos the Torah is kaveh this man to be b'shal shishis, and he says, and that's what the minig is to be mispal Musaf. He says since the minig is rather to be mispal Musaf right after your mispal Shachris, so you should daven Shachris a little bit later on Shabbos than you do during the weekday, so that by the time you get to Musaf, it's a little bit later on. The problem with that is if you're davening, you also have a din that you have to be Samech Kula L'Tfila, and there's also a din called Zman Kriyashma. So what are you going to do? You're going to be Maktim Shachris, you're going to make Shachris later than you do during the week, but it's got to be within Zman Kriyashma. It's got to be right after Samech Kula L'Tfila. And if you daven Kvasikin, the best time to that, and then forget about it. I mean, how are you going to get to Musaf later on? So there were places in Europe that had a minhag. They would daven Shachris, they would lain, they'd go home, they'd eat, and they'd come back, and they would daven Musaf and Mincha afterwards, or whatever. Musaf, I don't know, maybe they'd go home again and then come back and have mincha or whatever, but they had Musaf later. So obviously we don't do that. The minhag is, the Torah writes that Zman Tefilas Musaf and Shabbos is really right after Tefilas Shachris, and Shachris should be early in the day. Now the idea that you daven Shachris a little bit later than you would during the weekday, so that's maybe an Indian and Onek Shabbos, and that typically is a pretty common practice to daven a little bit later, but you can't do it all the way until Musaf time. That's going to be that would be a big problem. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. So now we had one explanation of the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. That was Abaye's explanation. So now Ella Amarava, Rava says, no, Rabbi Akiva can't be talking about Erev Pesach, Shchal Be'erev Shabbos. He never said those words. Ella Amarava Hachi Kamar. This is what the Machlokas is. This is what the Brisa means to tell me. Kisidro b'chol di alma, kach sidro b'shabbos be'erev haPesach, div Rabbi Shmuel. The same way that you would do the Karban Tamid on a regular weekday, which means 8.5 hours into the day, so too on Shabbos of Erev Pesach. If Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, it would be like a regular weekday, 8.5 hours into the day. You don't even do it 7.5 hours into the day. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kisidro Be'erev Pesach. Rabbi Akiva says that when Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, you would do it the same, you would do the Karban Tamid at the same time you would do on a regular Erev Pesach, which means 7.5 hours into the day. So whereas Abaye's understanding was that the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva about Erev Pesach Shachal B'Shabbos is 7.5 or 6.5 hours into the day, Rava says, no, the Machlokas is 8.5 or 7.5 hours into the day. Everybody's 1 hour later. Rabbi Akivi, and our Mishnah that says Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos, that the Tamid is shechted 7.5 hours into the day, must be going dafka like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Yishmael, when when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you do it 8.5 hours into the day. So, b'maykumifli, what are Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva arguing about in terms of the zman of the Karban Tamid when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos itself? B'michmar bisra kumifli, the machlokas is about whether we're choshesh for meat spoiling. Rabbi Shmuel suffers chayshina l'michmar bisra. We're choshesh that if you do it too early, you do the Karban Pesach, you bring Karban Pesach too early, the meat is going to spoil, and by the time you have to roast it on Motzei Shabbos, it's already going to be no good. Good, because you're not allowed to roast the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you have to wait to roast it until after Shabbos is over. So you want to delay the bringing of the Karban Pesach as much as possible. So therefore, you bring the Karban Tamid a little bit later in the day than you normally would on a regular Erev Pesach. Rabbi Kiva sover lo chayshin on the Michmar Bisra. Rabbi Kiva says, no, treat it like a regular Erev Pesach. If a regular Erev Pesach, you bring it 7.5 hours into the day, so then Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, you also bring 7.5 hours into the day, and I'm not so worried that the meat is all going to spoil. Lo chayshin on, so says the Gemara on Rabbi Kiva, if you're not choshesh that the meat's going to spoil, navde b'sheshu mechza, what's stopping you from doing it even earlier? Meaning it's Shabbos, no one's bringing the Dharma Davos anyway. You might as well bring the Karban Tamid as early as you possibly can, so do it 6.5 hours into the day. So Kasavar Musafin Kodin Levazichin. He must hold that the Musafin come before the Vazichin. So Avalu Musafin Bashesh, Vazichin Besheva, Avalu Tamid Besheva Mechza. And because of that, after the Karban Musaf, which is Bashesh, you still need time to bring the Vazichin. And that delays the Karban Tamid Shalbein Arbayim until 7.5 hours into the day. But Einachinami, if not for the Vazichin, then we could have brought on Shabbos, we could have brought the Karban Tamid when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we could have brought it 6.5 hours into the day. Maskvla Rab Barula, Midi Kisidro Bechol, Kach Sidro Beshabbos, Perev Pesach, Devar Bishmol Katani, Kach Sidro Beshabbos, Stomach Katani. Rabbi Shmuel's words don't fit the way Rav is saying it. Rabbi Shmuel didn't say in the Braisa that the same way you do the Karban Tamid on a weekday, you would also do it on Shabbos that happens to be Erev Pesach. He just said that's what you would do on Shabbos. He didn't say anything about Erev Pesach, Shchal B'Shabbos. So, Ella Amar Rabba Bar Ula, who's Rabba Bar Ula, I said the wrong name before. Rabba Bar Ula is the third opinion. Rabba Bar Ula says, Hachi Katani, that this is how to learn the Braisa. Kisidro B'chol Di Alma, Kach Sidro B'Shabbos Di Alma. Nothing to do with Erev Pesach. When do I bring the Karban Tamid? On Shabbos. A regular Shabbos. Same time, you bring it during the week. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, 8.5 hours into the day, on Sunday through Friday, 8.5 hours into the day, on Shabbos as well. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kisidro Be'erev Pesach Di Alma, Kach Sidro B'Shabbos Di Alma. No, when do I bring Karban Tamid? On a regular Shabbos? The same time I would bring it on a regular Erev Pesach. A regular Erev Pesach, I bring it an hour earlier. On Shabbos also, I bring it an hour earlier. Ah, you must listen to Katan. Bein b'chol, bein b'shabbos, and the Mishnah that says that whenever Pesach is chal on Shabbos, or it's the same as whenever Pesach is chal during the week. Everyone will agree to that. Rabbi Shmuel's only disagreement is on a regular Shabbos. That's not Erev Pesach. So that's where he says that you should do it at the normal time. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, on Shabbos you would bring it the same time as you would. On Rabbi Kiva says you would bring an erev the same time as you would on an erev Pesach, but as far as what our Mishnah says that erev Pesach yeshechted b'shevu mechza, whether it's a Shabbos or a weekday, everybody agrees to that. So b'maik miflgi, what is the machlokas about on regular Shabbosos? Why are they arguing about when you bring the Karban Tamid on a regular Shabbos? So b'gzeres nedarim u'davos kemiflgi, they know that there's no one bringing the nedarim u'davos on Shabbos, so you don't need to delay the Karban Tamid in order to make time for the Nedarim U'Nedavos. But the question is, since every other day of the week you do, every other day of the week there are Nedarim U'Nedavos, and therefore the Tamid has to be pushed later in order to make time for the Nedarim U'Nedavos, do we make a gzera that Shabbos should be the same? So Rabbi Shmuel Savar Gazrinan Shabbos Atu Chol, Rabbi Kiva Savar Lo Gazrinan, Rabbi Shmuel says we'll make a gzera of Shabbos Atu Chol, that since during the week I have to bring the Karban Tamid a little bit later to accommodate the Nedarim U'Nedavos, so on Shabbos also, I'll bring it a little bit later even though there's no need for Nadar, there are no Nadarim U'Nedavos. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, each day should be assessed differently. There's no Gezerah. So frankly, well, lo gazrina, nevde b'sheshu mechza. So Rabbi Kiva is not going to be worried about any sort of Gezerah. So on Shabbos, just take an honest, open look at it and say, when is the time that I could bring the Karban Tamid? And I could already bring a b'sheshu mechza. Why do I need to wait till 7.5 hours into the day? So kasav musaf and kam l'zichin, musaf
Tam Meshesh, Bezichin Meshava, Vavadulutam Meshava Mechza. No, it still has to be somewhat delayed because you do have the Bezichin Levona that have to be taken care of on Shabbos, and that is done after the Karban Musaf. So since the Karban Musaf is Beshesh, Bezichin Meshava, so the Tamid is brought Meshava Mechza. So now we're going to challenge each of the first two opinions. Again, we had three opinions as to what the Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva was. We had Abaye, we had Rava, and we had Rabba Bar Ula. So now the Gemara is going to ask on Rava from a Braisa. Mesve, we have a Braisa that says as follows: Tamid kol hashana kula karav kilchaso. Throughout the year, the Karban Tamid is brought at the Ikras Man that you're supposed to bring it. Nishchat b'shmona mechza v'karav b'teisha mechza. That means 8.5 hours in the day. Shchita 9.5 hours in the day. You finish burning it on the mizbeach. Uberev Pesach nishchat b'shavu mechza. And erev Pesach it's an hour earlier. V'karav b'shmona mechza. Chalios b'shabbos. If erev Pesach happens to be Shabbos, then kechalios b'sheni b'shabbos. Then it's the same thing as if it falls out on a Monday. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel means the same thing as erev Pesach falls out any other day of the week. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that on Shabbos you would bring it 7.5 hours into the day, just like if erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you bring 7.5 hours into the day, just like if erev Pesach fell out on Sunday through Thursday, you'd bring it 7.5 hours into the day. It's only Friday that we make an accommodation. Rabbi Kiva Omer Kisidro be'erev haPesach. Rabbi Kiva says that on Shabbos you would do the same way you would do on erev Pesach. So Bishlam la Abaye Nicha. I understand very well according to Abaye, who understood Rabbi Shmuel, that the zman of the shechting of the Karban Tamid on erev Pesach shchal b'Shabbos is 7.5 hours into the day. It fits beautifully. El Rava, but according to Rava, who understood that Rabbi Shmuel would say that the zman of the Tamid on erev Pesach shchal b'Shabbos is 8.5 hours into the day, and we don't do it any earlier. So Kasha, what are you going to do with this brisa? This brisa is explicit that Rabbi Shmuel holds that it should be the same way as if erev Pesach were on a Monday, which is 7.5 hours into the day. So Amalach Rava lo tema kechal b'sheni b'Shabbos, ela ema kesheni b'Shabbos di alma. No. What he means to say is not that when erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you bring the Karban Tamid the same day as if erev Pesach fell on a Monday. No, when erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, you bring the Karban Tamid the same time as any random Monday, as any random Monday in January. And there's a Daf Yomi coincidence. Here's a random Monday in January. So the same time you would bring it today. So that's it's the Achronim are bothered. Like, why do you pick Sheni B'Shabbos? Like, is that meaning it's just the most nondescript day? So is that the reason why we say Sheni B'Shabbos? So Rashi says, yeah, we're Noket Echad Miyamos Achal, it's Lav Dafka. And he says, Yesh Mefarshim, that the reason it says Yom Sheni is because Yom Rishon, the first day of the week that Erev Pesach could be Chalan, is Yom Sheni, because you can't have Erev Pesach on a Sunday, because Lo Badu Pesach, there's such a rule. So Rashi says, that's not true, that's not right, because Bizman and Migdash, they didn't have such a rule, meaning according to the way the calendar is set up now, there's such a rule. But we're talking about Karban Pesach over here, we're talking about Karbanos. So Bizman and Migdash, they didn't have such a rule. So Tosus just points out that even then they were careful that Pesach shouldn't fall out on these days. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav says that they were careful that Yom Kippur shouldn't be Samach L'Shabbos because of the Yerakos will be in the Skalkel or because of the Mesim Shalei Yisrichu. So they were careful about Lo Adu Rosh. They were careful about these rules even Bizman HaMikdash. So that's so the Achronim have to work on what Rashi meant when he said that it wouldn't be Nogeya Bizman HaMikdash. Okay, so but whatever it is, we give the example of Monday. Now the Gemara says, let's challenge the other Shita, let's challenge Abaye. So Meisvei, we have another Brisa that says, Chalios b'Shabbos. Now, if Erev Pesach falls out to be on Shabbos, Kisidro Kol HaShana Kula, then it's the same way that you would do any other day, I mean, 8.5 hours into the day. Div Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva Omer Kisidro Be'erev HaPesach, that the Shechita, the Karban Tamid, would be the same way it would be on a regular Erev Pesach, which is 7.5 hours into the day, which is exactly what Rabbi Akiva said the Machlokas, Rava said the Machlokas is, that Rava said the Machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva is 8.5, 7.5, not like Abaye said, 7.5, 6.5. So Bishlam al Rava Nicha, I understand very well according to Rava El Abaye, but according to Abaye, who thinks that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Shechit of the Tamid is B'Sheva Mechza, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's B'Sheishu Mechza. So Kasha, this Brisa says that it's the two Shechitos are not 7.5 and 6.5, but 8.5 and 7.5. So Amalach Abaye, so Abaye would say, Lo Tema Kisidro Kol Hashana, Ela Ema Kisidro Kol Hashanim Kulan, Div Rabbi Shmuel. What Rabbi Shmuel is saying is not the same time you would bring it through throughout the rest of the year, the tamid throughout the rest of the year, it's saying the same time you bring the carbon tamid every other erev Pesach, which means Shavu Mechza. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kisido erev Pesach Shechal Yos Berev Shabbos. When he says it should be the same time as you bring an erev Pesach, he means the same time you bring an erev Pesach if erev Pesach was also erev Shabbos, which is 6.5. So you can kvetch it out that the words of that brisa also fit the way Rav understands, the way Abaye understands the machlokas Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Kiva. Now, Tanu Rabban, now we the last little piece of today's daf is how do I know there's this rule that you're not supposed to bring anything before the Tamid Shel Shachar, you don't bring anything after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So Tanu Rabban, Minayin Shlo Yedavar Kodem Tamid Shel Shachar, where do we see you don't bring anything before the Tamid Shel Shachar? Tamid Omer, because the pasuk says Va'arach Aleha Ha'ola. So my Talmud, I see that it says Va'arach Aleha Ha'ola, but how does that tell me you're not allowed to bring anything before the Tamid Shel Shachar? So Amarava Ha'ola Ola Rishona. Ha'ola means the first Ola of all Olos in the Seder Kabanos that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, and that's the Olas Tamid. So Tosos raises the question that in Maseches Vachim we darshan that the Tamid is brought before the Karban Musaf because it says Milvad Olas Habokar Sharli Olas HaTamid. Why do I need two Psukim to teach me the same thing? So he suggests two answers. Tosos suggests number one that you need both Psukim, one for the Musafin and one for the Nedarim and Nedavos, and you can't learn one from the other because you might say that Musaf, which is a Karban Tzibur, should be brought earlier, and there's this far to say Nedarim and Nedavos you should be brought earlier because they're more common than Karbanos Musaf. And the other answer, he says, from the pasuk that we bring over here, it teaches us that the Haktara al Gabe Maracha of the Tamid Shel Shachar should come first, but how do I know the Shchita and the Zrika of the Tamid Shel Shachar should come first? So that's why I need both Psukim, that all elements of the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar come before everything else, but that's that limud. How do I know you don't bring anything after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im? So Talmud Lomar v'hikter ale chelvei ashlamim. So my Talmud, what's the limud of v'hikter ale chelvei ashlamim? How do I see nothing's brought afterwards? So Rabbi aleha ashlamim v'lo al chaveret ashlamim. After the olas tamid of shachar, we say at the beginning of the pasuk you could bring karban ashlamim. That aleha on the shachar and the coming tamid shel shachar, there is still shlamim to be brought afterwards. But v'lo al chaveret, but not on its twin, not on the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. There can't be shlamim brought after the Karban Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So that's how I know you don't bring anything after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So Maskev Rava, Ema Shlomim Udala Nakriv, Ha'olos Nakriv. No, that just tells me that I can't bring any Karbanos Shlomim after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. How do I know I can't even bring Karbanos Ola after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im? Ah, Ela Amarava, Hashlomim, Aleh Hashlem, Kola Karbanos Kulam. Since it says Hashlomim, we darshan Aleh Hashlem, Kola Karbanos Kulam. What exactly is the Drasha? So in the same for Karban Aaron and the Taurus Kod, he says that if it meant the carbon shlamim, it should have said chelvei shlamim, not hashlamim, because it doesn't mention before that carbon shlamim, so it doesn't make sense to refer to it with the hey hayidia. So the extra hey tells us that it's a lashon of hashlama, that we could darshan it as being a lashon of hashlama and not just carbon shlamim. The Malbim says that we don't find in the Torah anywhere else the lashon of chelvei in lashon rabim except for one carbon. So if the Torah wants to tell me Karban Shlamim, it could have said V'hikter Aleh Chelev HaShlamim. But since it's telling me, once the Torah is telling me all the Karbanos, it says Chelvei B'Lashon Rabim. And that's how I know that no Karbanos could be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. That is the Hashlama, that Aleh HaShlem, Kala Karbanos Kula, nothing could be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. There is a discussion in the Poskim, and what if you do things out of order, right? What if you bring a Musaf, daven Musaf before Shachris, right? Meaning, if you bring a Musaf before the Tamid Shel Shachar, would it still be kosher? And how does that translate into what we do if you come late to shul and the shul is up to musaf? Should you daven musaf together with the shul and do musaf before shachris, or are we always trying to do that which represents the Tamid Shel Shachar before the Tamid Shel Bein, before the Karban Musaf? You typically don't get shailas like that because the kind of guys that typically show up at musaf time aren't really asking those questions. It's like when we had all these halachos about what do you do if you're davening biyachidus. There were people that say, "What do you mean? I've been doing it for years. I don't know. What are all these shailas? Why do we need tshuvas about it?" But the people who ask shailas, okay. Anyway, have a great day, everybody.